704 in Edmonton. Good morning. Happy Friday to you. It's the Nielsen Show here on Edmonton Sports Center, TSN 1260. Lieutenant Eric on the other side of the glass. Tom Gazzola in for the big man. He's calling the CFL on TSN this weekend, as is tradition. Time now to talk a little Stanley Cup final with TSN hockey analyst Mike Johnson, brought to you by Fused Kitchen and Bar. On game day or any day, enjoy Canadian classics and international favorites at Fused Kitchen and Bar, now open in Century Park. Johnny, you're in Denver. What's the vibe like? I know it's a pretty good hockey city. The team's on the cusp of a Stanley Cup. Tampa probably has different plans, obviously, and intentions for tonight. But give us a scene setter. Is it crazy like Edmonton can get? Is it different? How would you? You've been to every market in this league. How would you describe it?
Morning. I would say that, Tommy, it's percolating. It's not quite bubbling over just yet. I know that today it will. The atmosphere in the buildings have been incredible when it's been here in Denver. So, I know tonight it's going to be good. I know the jerseys are out, the flags, the banners, the cars, little flags in the windows, and all those different things. This city is ready to have some fun. And I think that's going to be an interesting part of the dynamic of tonight's game, is that Colorado's been great. They've been amazing at home. But do they let themselves kind of get ahead of the game and think about the celebration and the winning of the cup, as opposed to the process that it's going to have to go through to try to get the win? I think that might be the hardest part about today, is just kind of focusing on the game and not thinking about what happens if we win. If they do that, they'll have a great chance to win the cup. If they kind of think about the party and not about the game, then we might be going back to Tampa.
Right. Mike, speaking of that, is that kind of on Jared Bednar to kind of tell his group to hone it in, focus, harness the good energy, keep, your eyes on the prize type of thing? Or do you think that this Colorado team can kind of take care of it by itself without the coaches really being too hands-on in this situation?
I would think that it would take everybody, right? Like, I think it's on the players to not talk about it, not plan their parties, to organize their families and friends that come into town for this game. It's on Bednar to make sure that they're focused just on the usual game day routine, usual preparation, focusing on the game and not what might happen after the game.
Mm-hmm.
I would imagine it's a cumulative effort, but it's going to be tricky. Like, you're going to have, everyone's family will have come in for this game. Everyone's, friends and everybody they know will want to be there tonight in the building to celebrate with the players. And you can't get sidetracked by that stuff and not worry more about the game.
Yeah, the temptation, I mean, probably through the roof, but you're right. You got to keep your eyes on the prize. Speaking of game four, Johnny, in Tampa, ended with some playoff magic from Nazem Kadri. He's playing his first game since getting injured by Evander Kane in game three against the Oilers. Did you get the sense that Tampa was just trying to hold on in that game, or is that too short-sighted of a perspective?
No, that's what it felt like. I mean, certainly that was the best first period that Tampa has played, probably the best period they've played in the series, where they actually, controlled play and were the better team and had Colorado on their heels. But basically, from the start of the second period until the end of the game in overtime, Colorado slowly and steadily but surely took over play, offensive zone, and then you get to the overtime and, whether it was too many men, but whatever, it happens all the time.
Mm-hmm.
But you remember, Colorado had, two breakaways, hit two posts. I mean, they were. It felt like they were going to score at any moment, anyway. So, it was one of those ones where Colorado turned it up and started playing and attacking and skating the way they can. And when they do that, they're hard to slow down, whether you're Tampa or anybody. And I think the idea that Tampa was holding on and just kind of like looking to counterpunch or catch a break or mistake, that's kind of how they played the last couple of periods of that game.
Yeah. TSN hockey analyst Mike Johnson joining us now, getting set for Game 5 of the Stanley Cup Final. Johnny, John Cooper was pretty frustrated postgame. It's tough. It's emotional. And he alluded to that slow line change by Nathan MacKinnon. And then he kind of dialed it back a bit yesterday. Do you think he had a valid case? Are we overanalyzing this when it comes to these specific situations? Like, just what did you make of how all of that kind of played out yesterday?
Tommy, could you imagine? So we're on the post-game show. Nobody on our set noticed or thought that there was too many men or that was an issue.
Mm-hmm.
Watching in real time, you didn't notice that there was a strange line change or anything like that. So we heard his comments live. We're like, okay, wait a second. What is he talking about? Get the tape out quickly. I think it was an emotional time for him. He's frustrated. He wants the team to do well, and they just lost the pivotal game in overtime. His case is true. I think by any definition, there was too many men on the ice. Mm-hmm. Like, Nazem Kadri changed too early for Nathan MacKinnon. That is absolutely true. But to suggest that they were robbed and, it wasn't fair, they should still be playing. The reason Colorado won was not because Kadri left a second too early. Like,
right.
He didn't get a breakaway from it. He had a chance. He went against Sergachev, and he made a nice play to win it. But as Ryan McDonough said, teams try to stretch out their changes by 5 feet, 10 feet, 20 feet. It happens all the time. Tommy, you know this.
Yep.
And every team does it, and every team occasionally benefits from a lax, too many men on the ice call. So it was probably appropriate that but more importantly, his players just kind of said, oh, no, it's nothing. Turn the page, stop complaining, and focus on trying to get this game back to Tampa by winning tonight in Denver.
Yeah. And that's probably the right attitude. And Johnny, even on that play, like, Tampa stretched their change too. So it's
absolutely. It's not like they were doing a legal change at the time. They had a guy 30 feet before the defensemen were going off the ice that were trying to change. So they were doing the exact same thing. They were just doing it to try to play defense, not offense.
Mike, I know Tampa was, blocking shots like crazy, doing everything they could to take away lanes, and it was pretty effective. Ultimately, they lose that game. It was very exciting. But what do you think John Cooper is telling his guys in terms of strategy and approach to try to extend this thing and make it to Game 6?
I think they'll try to bottle the first period and say, listen, guys, we showed that we can control play. We showed what we can do if we get in the forecheck and are really physical. This team in Colorado is not superhuman, although sometimes it might feel that way. So we just got to do what we did in the first and try to do it for 60 minutes or more than the 20 that we did it and try to, carry it forward. But I think if everyone in Tampa is being realistic, they know Colorado is probably a bit fresher, faster, deeper. So they need, they need their goaltender in Tampa to be great and perhaps the goaltender in Denver, in Colorado, to be less so. And
mm-hmm.
Darcy Kuemper had a good game in Game 4, but he let in another pretty poor goal to Victor Hedman. So, you're trying to cling to the stuff you do well and know that it's going to be a challenge. But the core players, Tommy, they must have so much belief themselves in what they do that they'll be able to figure things out. That I don't think Tampa's going to roll over. I don't think Tampa thinks that there's no way they could do this, even though it's going to be challenging. But really, just take that first period where they're so engaged physically. They're fast. They're hard on pucks. They won battles. They play in the offensive zone. And just try to do more of that in Game 5.
Mike, if Gary B. Bettman is handing out the Stanley Cup tonight, who is the Conn Smythe winner, in your opinion?
All hail Kale. It'll be a big week for him. He might go Norris all in one in a couple of days, which would be pretty incredible. It's so strange because usually, you know what it's like. Like, the winning team's goalie is always in the running.
Yep.
Like, Darcy Kuemper is absolutely not. He didn't play all the games. He's just not. And Nathan MacKinnon, who scored his first goal of the series last game on a strange one off his foot, off and banked it in.
Mm-hmm.
He's been good for sure, but he hasn't been dominant. So it's going to be Cale Makar, and he is. You know what he's like because you see him all the time. But he skates like, as a defenseman, the way Connor McDavid skates to the four. Like, he just flat out skates better than guys trying to check him, skates past them, creates chances all day long, plays 30 minutes a night. Yeah, no, I think no question it'll be Cale Makar if it ends tonight.
So smooth of a player, and it's always tremendous to watch Cale Makar do his thing. Johnny, always good to catch up with you as well. Have a great day. I know you've got a million shows to do, and maybe if the cup is awarded tonight, have a little fun in Denver too.
I will do my best to stay focused on the task at hand until the series is over.
Spoken like a champion, Mike Johnson. Thank you so much, sir. Have a great weekend.